recently on Castledown FM.
This is George Payne on Castledown FM, and I am chatting to Maria and Hayley from the Tidworth Military Wives Choir. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How long has the Tidworth Military Wives Choir been going?
I don't actually know the answer to that. I've been with it for over two years.
I've been here 2 years.
But I'm not sure how long.
I think it's about 5 years.
About five years, I think.
Oh, wow. So that's quite a well-established choir then.
Yes, definitely.
How many active members do you have?
About 31, I think.
We've had quite a few newbies recently, haven't we?
People come and go, you know, it's the nature of the beast.
Of course it is, yes. Where and when do you actually rehearse?
We rehearse every Thursday evening at St Michael's Church.
From about 7.15.
We
usually kind of turn up about 7 and have a bit of a chat and a drink and then do a bit of singing, have a break, have a bit of cake and carry on a bit more singing.
So more of a social event than rehearsal?
It is. It's a supportive network.
You know, at that time, it gives people chance to talk about any concerns, worries, anything that's going on with them that might need some support from the rest of the group.
So a lot of the time we have husbands away, so it's quite difficult that this, for some of us, is the only time out that we get to meet other people. And obviously being able to speak to like-minded people in the same situation as us, we're able to then get that support that we require to then help us with the rest of our week, sort of thing.
So it's more the military wise community centre event sort of thing. So you welcome new members?
Definitely. We have a newbie night on the first Thursday of every month. So all new members are welcome to join. You don't need to audition. You just turn up, have a bit of a sing and
just get involved.
Yeah, get involved. And it's a really nice event.
You were at the Town Festival last year. Was that your first time at the Town Festival?
For me, it was the first time performing at the Town Festival.
Okay, so what was that experience like?
Amazing.
It was really good, wasn't it?
It rained.
It poured down with rain. Absolutely choked it down with rain.
And there were some really good supporters who stood through that. But yeah, it was really good. It's exhilarating afterwards. Beforehand, you're always nervous when you do events, but it was really great to do something
definitely.
Like that.
So do you think that experience was something that you can take forward into this year? Because you're appearing again at the Town Festival on the 21st of July.
Yeah, we will be performing some of the new songs from the new album as well at the Town Festival this year. So it's going to be really good to have that kind of new repertoire to be performed, because obviously this is going to be one of the first times that these new songs are going to be heard since the album release.
Well, that's good, because my next question was, what can people expect to hear from the Military Wives Choir? So thank you very much indeed for that, Hayley. So well done. Or should I say, thank you, Donna Burns.
Yes. Well, the album's due release on the 30th of this month. That's our new album coming out. And we're going to sing Poppy Red.
Poppy Red.
From the album,
quite a few new tracks that we've learned. We obviously had to learn for the album, and that we'll then bring forward to perform at the Town Festival as well, which we're looking forward to because we really enjoyed learning the songs. Yeah. And then obviously now we've had to obviously keep them quite quiet because obviously the album hasn't been released yet. And so it's going to be nice to be able to now perform those songs to the public.
Of course. Do you know what time you're actually going on stage on the Town Festival?
We don't know, but it's usually
1 o'clock.
We've just been informed 1 o'clock. We've just been informed 1 o'clock. But I think we're also going to have a stall there as well.
Okay.
So people can come and see and speak to us about what the choir's like.
So is there anything else that Donna's asked for you to put on this so that we can get it out?
Yeah. So the album, Remember, has is going to be released on Friday, I think. Is it Friday?
Saturday.
It's basically been written to pay homage to those that have gone before us and is part of the events to mark the centenary for the end of World War One, and tells the story of the women that were part of the wars from 1918 to the present day.
Mm-hmm.
It allows us to remember and work together in remembrance of those who had to work during that time. So working within the ammunition factories, and also the suffragettes who are actually away as well, and the impact that time had, or those wars had, on mothers, wives, sisters, daughters.
Of course.
And all of their worries and fears go on sometimes again
and it's fitting.
With wives, you know.
Yes.
So it's perfect. You know, some of the words are so powerful, you know. I think it's others in tears, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, when we were at the recording, I think there was about 13 choirs on the day that we performed. And it just, there was one point we were listening back to it and we just all stood there, weren't we, in floods of tears, cuddling one another. It was just, it was so emotional.
Yeah.
It was so emotional. And but it was so nice because I think we really, the words resonate very much to our situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's still the same today as it was back then.
Yep.
And also, I think, you know, we have to congratulate the writers of those songs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've really... brought the words together for us to sing perfectly to reflect and that those feelings.
Well, I think it helps as well with the album. The backing for a lot of the tracks are done by the military, so the Band of the Household Cavalry, the Royal Marine Corps of Drums and the Central Band of the RAF are all present on the album as well.
That's good.